This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. We have a very quick episode for you today, all about how to help you write when you don't feel like it. Did I say that in enough syllables? I'm emphasizing that because we all go through this, and as a comedian who's been in this game over 11 years, I still struggle with that, and I still have to force myself to write, and I still have to not wait for that inspiration, but to show up and do the work anyway. That's why in our Facebook group, we do a daily joke writing contest called the Write 10 Club, where every day we get a new word and write a new joke in 10 minutes. Just a way to start your day productively, check it off the to-do list, and move on with your day. So if you're not in our Facebook group yet, go into the description of this episode and join our Facebook group and connect with me and other comics around the world, all motivating each other to write new jokes. So on to today's episode, all about how to write when you don't feel like it. I've been in this game over 11 years, and I still struggle with this. And there's some tips and tricks that I've learned along the way. A few I have are about, one, lowering the bar. We all think we need to sit down and write the next great joke and block off an hour of time to write our next big, great Netflix special. The reality of comedy writing is that it's ugly, it's clunky, it ain't pretty. As Steve Martin says, comedy ain't pretty. But the process of sitting down and writing, it could be 5 minutes. It could be you write the date and then move on to the day. Just don't force yourself to be funny. You don't have to sit down and be funny every time. When I'm not feeling inspired, I'll sit down and just journal. I'll sit down and doodle. I will just sit down and force myself. It's butt in chair, my friends. It is butt in chair. When you don't feel like it, think about how you will feel after you write. When you don't feel like writing, think about why you should write anyway. When you don't feel like writing, think about what your comedy goals are. Ask yourself, okay, I'm aspiring to be a professionally touring comedian. I want to have my own Netflix special. You want to be Kevin Hart or Whitney Cummings. Whatever your comedy goals are, when you don't feel like writing, when you don't feel like putting in that work, you're one step further away from getting towards that goal. If it is quitting your job and becoming full-time. When I worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, not to brag, on my lunch breaks, I would eat for 30 minutes and I would write for 30 minutes. I wrote every lunch break because that night I was going to be out till midnight, 1 a.m. doing open mics. My goal was to become a professional comedian, and I knew me writing on my lunch break would get me one step closer. Most of what you write isn't great. And I want to add some context to you from another comedian in this game, Scott Dickers, the founder of The Onion. He's written several books on how to write funny. He has his own podcast, How to Write Funny. One of the most brilliant comedy minds in the game, for sure. And he told us, we recently had him in our Hot Breath Pro community, which if you're not a member and you want to level up your comedy with tools and resources and classes, but also a network of bookers to help you learn comedy and then get paid to do it, go join our Hot Breath Pro community. It is our comedian incubator to really connect comics and level up their comedy. And what we've been doing over the past few months is a Pro Talk series with some of the top comedy authors in the game. We just had Steve North in there who helped us all find our character on stage. He's written a very famous book about how to find your character. He came into Hot Breath Pro and gave us our own personal workshop. We had Judy Carter come into Hot Breath Pro, the author of the Comedy Bible, and give us direct feedback on our jokes. I had a joke about an idea I had, and she helped me tag it up. And it was just an incredible experience to get to speak to like someone like Judy Carter, who's written maybe one of the most popular books on comedy writing. And she came into Hot Breath Pro just to help us. It was amazing. And then most recently, we had Scott Dickers come in, the founder of The Onion, and et cetera, et cetera. Just one of the best comedy minds in the game, and one of the best Q&As we've ever done, for sure. If you haven't heard it yet, definitely check it out in Hot Breath Pro. But a clip I want to play for you from that excerpt is a question I asked him as an 11-year comedy vet, if you'll call me that. I'm still learning every day and still trying to get better, just like you. But I asked him, how do you write when you don't feel like it? And he gave a very real and grounded explanation that really helped me, and I wanted to share it on this podcast because I think it'll really help you. So here it is. In that creative pursuit, how do you write when you don't feel like it?
That's a really good question. I get that all the time. My prescription for that is to write anyway. You know, what are you, some kind of privileged first world brat? I don't feel like doing the work. Mm. Okay, well then don't do the work. Don't succeed. No. It's up to you. But if you want to succeed, you got to sit down, you got to do the work. And here's the thing. What you think is that if you sit down and write jokes when you don't feel like it, they're not going to be funny. It's not how it works. You just think they're not funny. They just feel unfunny to you because you don't feel funny. They're the same. Because like when I was doing The Onion every week during those dark years of my 20s, 30s, and 40s, where I don't remember anything else, there were times when I didn't feel like writing anything, but I had a deadline. I had to do it. So I sat down and did it. I look back now, I look at the material I wrote when I was really on fire and in the zone feeling great. I compare that to the material I wrote when I wasn't feeling funny at all. I can't tell the difference. You know, it's all comes down to, you know, do you have the skill? Are you doing the best you can? And you'd be surprised. Sometimes the jokes you write when you don't feel like it are often the best jokes, because maybe you're even getting at more of an honest core of yourself in those moments.
Well, there you have it, Hop Brethren and Sistren. I hope you found these tips helpful and inspiring to actually start writing more consistently. Write today. Write right now. What are you doing anyway? You're going to go back on to Fortnite and try to get the high score, whatever that means. I haven't been on Fortnite. I only know about Lincoln Log Forts. I don't know about Fortnite. But use the momentum, use the inspiration you're feeling right now to write, to create, to join us in our Facebook group. Write with us every single day, people. We have a Facebook group there for comics to write every single day. I host a daily writing club where you get a new word and write a new joke. It's called the Write 10 Club. I would love to see you in there. I would love to hear how this episode has helped you as well. Please don't hesitate. Reach out to me on social media at Joel Byers Comedy or at Hot Breath Pod. Let me know how this show is helping you. Let me know if you have any questions. And feel free to reach out to our guests as well. Like I said, this is a clip from our Pro Talk series we had with Scott Dickers. But coming up, we have Greg Dean coming in to Hot Breath Pro to help us with comedy writing. We have Steven Rosenfeld coming in to help us with comedy writing. We have Jerry the Joke Dr. Corley coming in to help us with joke writing. So Hot Breath Pro is designed to not only give you the tools and the resources to get good at comedy, but also access to the network that's going to help you not only get booked, but get connected to the greatest minds in comedy. So if that's something that you think would help your comedy, go into the description of this episode, click Join Hot Breath Pro, and I'll see you there. And until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.